Unit 4. Asking for things to be returned. As the saying goes, neither a borrower nor a lender be. It's good advice, but few of us actually follow it all the time, especially with our friends. When a friend doesn't return something they've borrowed, it's usually because they've forgotten or it has slipped their mind. But since we know their forgetfulness is not intentional, it can be a little uncomfortable for us to be very demanding with them when asking for our item back. What is the lender to do? Often, if the problem isn't taken care of right away, the situation can become a little complicated. First, the borrower forgets to return the item. Because the lender is a friend, he or she doesn't want to be too pushy. So maybe the lender gently reminds the borrower about the item. As in the case of this survey question, let's say the borrower again forgets to return the item. Perhaps a few weeks have passed, maybe even a few months. Now the borrower may start to feel guilty for delaying so long and might even hope the lender has simply forgotten about the item. Here the situation reaches a critical point. The lender has two main choices: to confront the borrower one last time and ask for the item, or to simply forget about it because the situation is too much trouble and too uncomfortable to pursue further. These two cases are reflected in the survey results. The first option, taking an assertive approach, was the most popular response of all four groups surveyed. The second option, doing nothing, was the second most common choice by all groups except American women. The only real difference between the Japanese and American responses for this question was that more Americans preferred an indirect approach to solving the problem. Though 19% of American men and 17% of American women said they'd use hints or sarcasm, only 3% of Japanese men and 8% of Japanese women chose this option. But of course, this question concerned lending items like books or CDs. I wonder how the results would differ if the friend had borrowed money